The British Military and Advisory Training Team, or BMAT, has been operating in the Czech Republic since the year 2000. Based at the Military Academy near Vyškov in Moravia, it has trained more than 1,000 officers from Central and Eastern Europe. Recently, the Czech Republic and the UK signed a further agreement, enabling any country affiliated with NATO to receive military training and assistance. Jan Richter reports.
The BMAT was established in 2000. Colonel Simon Newton, the defence attaché at the British Embassy in Prague, explains what the objective of the mission was at the beginning of the project.
The original intention of the project was to provide training and experience for countries in Central and Eastern Europe, especially those that were developing, were moving out of the post-communist age, in order to help them develop their armed forces and develop their understanding of the place and role of armed forces within a democracy, and also to improve their skills and knowledge of working in peace support operations, which is an area that many of the countries in this region were wanting to take part in the various missions around the world.
Last week, the agreement was expanded. Colonel Newton explains how the focus of the British military expert has changed.
What the amendment that the Defence Minister and the British Ambassador signed, what it did was it removed the restriction of Central and Eastern Europe, and it replaced it with a statement that the BMAT would train or could train students from any NATO, from any Partnership for Peace, from any European Union, and from any other country that was acceptable to both the Czech Republic and the United Kingdom.
The change in the scope of the BMAT mission was recently reflected in the Czech press, which said countries like Israel, Jordan or Egypt could join the program. Simon Newton says that is unlikely.
I think some of the countries we heard mentioned in the press the other day are not suitable candidates or are unlikely to be candidates for BMAT training. I saw the countries like Israel and Egypt reported in the press the other day. To my knowledge, at least, it is not on the agenda, either the Czech agenda or the British agenda, to export the type of training that BMAT offers to countries like that. They're quite developed in many ways, and I'm not sure that they would want to even accept the training if it was offered. But they certainly, I don't think, you're going to be seeing people from those countries attending courses in Vyškov in the near future, certainly.
The British training mission has been in the country for 7 years now, and at the moment, 27 British military personnel are stationed in Vyškov. They come for two-year terms, often with their families. What is their life like outside the barracks?
The families I've spoken to down there, they are very much enjoy their time here in the Czech Republic. It's an excellent experience. And of course, also, it gives them the opportunity to travel in the region and therefore discover more themselves. The communications are good. Nowadays, of course, they can fly direct to the UK from Brno Airport. One of the low-cost carriers flies in there. So, you know, it's very easy, really, I think.
Colonel Simon Newton, Defence Attaché at the British Embassy in Prague, ending that report by Jan Richter.